Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wake up to Golic and Wingo in the morning and drive home with Danger and Battaglia in the Sports Bar. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, let's learn more about New Buffalo Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger, the guy that covered him this season in Edmonton, TSN Edmonton's Ryan Rashad joining us in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Ryan, welcome to the Sports Bar. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time this afternoon.
Yeah, happy to join you guys.
Ryan, tell us a little bit about Ralph Krueger.
Well, I assume he's similar to what he was back in 12-13. It's been a number of years since he's been around NHL circles. But my experience with him, first and foremost, he's a good guy. Like, Ralph is a good guy, genuinely cares about people, very cordial, holds a good conversation, genuinely interested in the things that you have to say. He's a kind man, like, good, solid guy that you'd like to have a beer with. So that's more the personal side of things. Professional side of things, I think he's that same person to his players. I think that he bonds well with players. I think he knows how to speak to them. To today's skilled young athlete, he's a good communicator with that open door policy. And I think he gives players a sense that he genuinely cares about them. So I think that those are some of his main strengths, his ability to communicate. Tactically, I mean, he had a top 10 power play, top 10 penalty kill. I think his tactics were a strength of his as well. Those were probably his biggest assets. On the other side of things, if you really dig into that season with the Oilers, you'll see, guys, that they were in a playoff spot in early April, and they went on a run of losing 9 of 10 games. And six of those games, they lost by 3 goals or more. And I remember the criticism by me of Krueger at the time was that he's not doing enough to shake his team out of it. Coaches need to have buttons they can push and levers they can pull and ways to get different results from their group. And Krueger was a lot of the same, and he didn't seem to be versatile enough to maneuver his way through that losing streak and break it. And it eventually cost him the playoffs, and it cost him his job, because if they made the playoffs, I don't think he was getting fired.
Right, and you mentioned the end of his tenure there in Edmonton. It sounds eerily familiar to what the Sabres went through just last season with Phil Housley. You got a lot of young talent on this Sabres roster. Can you enlighten us as to how Krueger worked with the youth that he had in Edmonton during his time there?
Yeah, and the one thing I'll say about, the criticism that I just levied at him, I think Ralph Krueger's the kind of guy who would take that experience, look himself in the mirror, figure out where he was lacking in those moments and learn from his mistakes and improve. I don't think that he's a stubborn guy who won't realize, gee, maybe these are some adjustments I could have made. And I think that's important, right? Make mistakes, but you learn from them if you're the right type of person. But to your question about young players, I mean, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins had a tough go under him. I think he only had 4 goals under him. I think it was his second year in the league, maybe, and maybe a bit of a sophomore slump there. But other than that, Taylor Hall put up good points under him. Nail Yakupov was really a key that year. It was his rookie season. And if you look at Nail Yakupov's career points in the NHL, I think he averaged 3.8 or 3.9 or 0.3 per game in his NHL career. Under Krueger, he was over 0.6. His best year was under Ralph Krueger by a mile. Krueger handled him very well. So I think Krueger does well with young skilled players. I think that's a big reason why Botterill decided to go with him, because of his track record of being able to pull lots out of good skilled young players. Then his work with Team Europe at the World Cup, a similar situation, really high skilled players that he pulled a lot out of.
TSN Edmonton's Ryan Reshog is our guest here in the sports bar. So, Ryan, as we're trying to figure out what the coaching staff might be under Kruger, and we're still learning a lot here on the go, current Sabres assistant coach Steve Smith, there's a connection dating back to Edmonton, correct?
Yeah, I believe Smith was an assistant with Kruger at the time. Maybe you guys can check me on that. My gut is that I think he was there when Kruger was there. So there's a connection there. Now, whether that's a strong enough connection that Steve Smith stays on staff, I'm not sure. I mean, Ralph Kruger's not a guy who's going to be intimidated by smart people around him. So I think he's a guy that will lean on his people, and he'll look to bring in really good people, and he doesn't feel the need to be the smartest guy in the room. And I think that's really, I think that's good. I think you need that. He doesn't have a lot of experience as a head coach in the NHL, guys. I mean, he just doesn't. Under 50 games of experience. Now, he was a co-coach for a couple of years. He knows the game, but that's the one mark that he has against him. You know, under 50 games of head coaching experience in the league, and, you know, got a healthy dollar, and he's being paid well. But that would be the one knock. You know, for me, is just a lack of experience in the league in that head job.
Ryan, he's a worldly guy, though, too. When you look at the diversity in the Sabres roster with the Swedish players, the European players, and, of course, the North American players, I mean, he might be that one guy that Batra looked at as a guy who could bridge all of those gaps.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's important. Really important players on that roster do come from different parts of the world. One of the things he was really, really well known for was taking a Swiss team that was always overmatched and finding a way to make them believe they could beat Canada, they could beat the United States, and empowering players and taking charge. And, you know, I think that's going to help him. I think that experience is going to help him because, you know, the Sabres have good players, but they are an organization that's kind of been beaten down. They've been out of the playoffs for a long time. Even though they've got some of these high-end guys, he could sell that underdog card and that up-against-the-world mentality that he was so successful with as coach of a national team. I think it falls into his purview. And, you know, lots of different players, lots of different places, and he's shown that he can have success with that kind of a blend.
TSN Edmonton's Ryan Reshog, our guest here in the sports bar. An interesting path here because previously just resigned Southampton of the Premier League. What was his involvement? And Ryan, do we know if he's still going to continue to be involved somehow here? What do we know about how he landed overseas in a totally different sport?
Yeah, well, his skill set is as much as a businessman and an executive that transcends through different sports. And obviously football, soccer, but football over there is something that, you know, is in his roots, and it's as much what he knows. And so he went over there more to run an organization and to spearhead a management group, much different role than just being a head coach, being the X's and O's guys on the pitch. So he had a heavy involvement, but it was in a managerial type role. And I mean, he spent a long time over there, and he hasn't been around the NHL for a while. And it'll be an adjustment period for him to come back and to get fully up to speed on all the players in the game and who everybody is. And those are important. You know, you give up something when you hire a coach that hasn't been fully immersed in it, like, say, another team's assistant coach would have been. So it's interesting. It's an interesting hire. It's a gutsy hire. I like him. I like Ralph Kruger, and I think he's going to do a good job there, but there is some risk in a guy that hasn't been around a lot. To your point, I mean, a completely different sport he was absolutely immersed in for years.
Ryan Reshog, TSN Edmonton, joining us in the sports bar. We're hearing a 3-year term for Ralph Kruger with the Buffalo Sabres. Jason Botro bought himself a little extra time here. If the team fails to make the postseason again next year, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the deals that are being done with other NHL coaches, this is a short deal. 3 years is not a lot. When you consider very seldom do coaches ever go into their final year of their contract without an extension.
Mm-hmm.
So really, this is kind of a two-year deal in a lot of ways. You know, you just don't send a coach into the final year of his deal as a lame duck. Todd McClellan just did 5 years. Quenville, I think, did 5 years. Tippett will probably do 4 or 5 years wherever he lands. That's the one thing that was notable to me. I was surprised at the money, but I looked at the term and it made a little bit more sense. That is not a long-term deal for a head coach by today's NHL standards.
Ryan, we got to ask you if there's one franchise that has a kindred spirit with the Sabres right now. It's got to be Edmonton, right? Look, when Jack Eichel was drafted number two overall in 2015, I would be floored if I was would have told you, hey, no playoffs here for the next 4 years here with Eichel. Well, Edmonton hasn't been all that much better with just 1 year with Connor McDavid. What has gone wrong with the Oilers here in the last 4 years? That's a loaded question, I understand.
Well, I'll try and kind of summarize it for you. McDavid can only do so much. And an all-world superstar player can only get so much done. Connor McDavid's performance has been off the charts, phenomenal since he became an Oiler. Start to finish. But he needs help. Leon Draisaitl this year really burst onto the scene as another superstar player. That's going to help things if he can maintain that level. The drop-off after those two, I mean, Nugent Hopkins was really good this year. The drop-off after those three is like cavernous. It's staggering how little help they have offensively. On top of that, they've got a blue line where I would argue the Oilers don't have a single top-pairing defenseman on their team. Mm. They've basically, in Klefbom, Nurse, and Larson, they've got three second-pairing guys and no top-pairing defensemen on their team. And they haven't been able to fix that. So it's a work in progress, a combination of needing good puck-moving mobile defensemen who can get the puck to forward and more skill up front. And when they add more skill up front and better mobility and puck-moving on the back end, they're going to find more success. So that's why we hear lots and lots about Rasmus Ristolainen and his potential future with the Edmonton Oilers if there's a trade there. And he's one of a number of defensemen that are talked about nonstop in Edmonton as fixes on the blue line.
Ryan, more of a philosophical thing, when you're talking about these young players who are productive versus the old grizzled veteran guys and the coaching style that you have to kind of apply to different players within any individual team, you know, from what you know of Ralph Krueger, is he a guy that is going to be able to kind of, you know, talk to the veteran guy and get through to him the way he would get through to a younger guy? I hate to use the term millennial, but a millennial who might have a little bit of a more of a sense of entitlement because he's young and productive so early in their career?
Yeah, there was a clip the Buffalo Sabres put out today.
Yeah.
For years in Edmonton, they were doing this show called Oil Change. And the vision was to document behind the scenes as the Edmonton Oilers restructured and built their way back to glory. Well, unfortunately, after about 100,000 hours and 10 seasons of shooting, it was like, yeah, it doesn't look like, I don't think you're going to have the crescendo you want with this project. But anyway, Krueger was in on that. And there's a video the Sabres released today of Ralph Krueger making a speech in between periods of the game. And you'll notice that he's talking directly to Sean Horkoff, who is a grizzled veteran player that had been around a long time. You'll get a sense of the way he speaks to a veteran player from that clip. At the same time, he really does communicate openly with young players. He allows them to say what's on their mind. He allows the conversations to be two-way. And he's not a guy that just says, this is the way I want it done, and end of discussion. I think he understands that today's player needs to understand why, and that it's okay to take the time to explain why to these players. It doesn't mean they're being petulant little brats when they have questions and want more questions answered, just the way athletes thought. I think Krueger, although was he 60? I think he'll be a guy that can have those conversations, speak their language, and get through to those guys. I think that is a strength that he brings, and I think that's a really critical component for a good NHL coach to have now more than ever.
Ryan, what's the chatter been, if anything, today in Edmonton about this hire?
That it was a mistake to fire Ralph Krueger back when they did. Not necessarily because, that this great coach got away and it would have changed the Oilers' fortune. It's caused people at Edmonton and writers and columnists and bloggers and fans to reflect on the decision-making when it happened here. And, you know, Craig McTavish was new at the general manager position, and he was wooed by Dallas Eakins in an interview, and he went out and hired a first-time coach that ended up being an unmitigated disaster. And Dallas Aikens has learned his lesson. He talked openly about that recently. But Mac T's decision in that moment to let Ralph Krueger go and to hire an unproven guy at the NHL level was a mistake. And the city is reflecting on that decision today, although the other narrative is, had they not fired Ralph Krueger, they never would have got Connor McDavid.
Yeah. Ryan Rashog, TSN Edmonton, joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. I'm so curious, when I hear Jason Botterill mention earlier today that Krueger wanted to be in Buffalo, it's certainly easier to hire someone who's enthusiastic about that move, but it also suggests that better candidates couldn't have been sold on the benefits of coaching the Sabres. Your opinion only here. Do you think that there was a candidate or two that might have passed on this job before Krueger eventually said yes?
Well, and this isn't speaking from any amount of information, you know, inside information that I have, but if you follow the breadcrumbs here, you had Todd McFarland linked to the Buffalo Sabres. He eventually lands in Los Angeles. You have Dave Tippett linked to the Buffalo Sabres, likely to land in Edmonton. I can't help but wonder if Buffalo in some ways is being drawn in as that other team to you know, it almost brings another player to the game. And helps, you know, drive up prices,
sure.
Drive up, you know, create competition. And they've, I mean, I don't mean this disrespectful in any way to Ralph Krueger, but when you're hearing names like Tippett and McClellan linked to the job, and they end up going with someone like Ralph Krueger, I don't know where Botterill's first or second choice would have been, but these are veteran, experienced NHL coaches that are rumored to be in the mix that aren't getting hired. So I thought maybe the dollar figure would have something to do with that. Then when I saw what Krueger was making, I thought, okay, maybe that's not necessarily the case. Maybe there were some other guys. And, I mean, I look at the Buffalo Sabres and think that team's going in a really good direction. I think there's lots of reasons to be positive and lots of good assets and lots to build around. Maybe as much or more so than Edmonton in some ways, because it's a balance, blue line and up front. So I think coaches should look at it as a great opportunity to have success.
And Ryan, we mentioned earlier that 3-year term, which might be a little bit less than what you would expect for an NHL head coach. What about that, what we're hearing, the average of just under $4 million a year? How does that compare to other coaches in the NHL?
Yeah, well, honestly, for having coached under 50 games in the league as a head coach, I was surprised that it was that high, to be totally honest with you. But what's happened in recent years, guys, you would have heard a lot about this down there, because you're close to Toronto. Mike Babcock signed with Toronto Maple Leafs 2 years ago. And he, you know, the rising tide floats all boats, right? He signed a huge deal and changed the comparative for NHL coaches. And we are now, several years later, seeing the benefits of that contract that Mike Babcock signed. Todd McClellan's deal in Los Angeles, let's think about this. Todd McClellan just did, what, 5x5 in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Back-to-back years, he missed the playoffs with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl in Edmonton. That was the body of work he was and got fired. That was the body of work he was bouncing off of and got 5x5. The landscape has changed dramatically for head coaches in the NHL over the last 5 years. Joel Quenneville just landed a huge contract as well in Florida. And Mike Babcock is to thank for that in a lot of ways. So Krueger, with his limited experience as a head guy in the NHL, to land that kind of dollar figure to me is impressive and it's significant, but it speaks to where the market is right now.
I think it's curious that Dave Tippett might end up in Edmonton. We were kind of talking this time last week, even talking ourselves into, hey, if Tippett ends up in Buffalo, here's somebody that maybe didn't get an opportunity or got an opportunity with limited resources in Arizona. Do you think that's going to happen, Ryan?
Well, I mean, usually where there is smoke, there is fire, and there's been a ton of smoke. I mean, even before Ken Holland retired as the general manager of the Oilers, we were hearing that if Ken Holland is hired, Dave Tippett is a strong candidate and likely to be the head coach. In my experience, when you hear things like that, for as long as we've heard them, there's something to it. So maybe it's just, you know, maybe something was pre-cooked there. I'm not sure. But if you were to ask me if I had to bet my mortgage on who it's going to be, yes, I would bet Dave Tippett. There's another good candidate, Todd Nelson, another former Oiler coach in the Dallas Stars system, is their assistant coach this year. Also believed to be a good candidate for the job, but I think Tippett at this point, just based on what everybody else is reporting, what we're all hearing, think would have to be considered candidate 1A.
Covering the Oilers for TSN Edmonton, Ryan Rashog, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We know how busy today has been for you, Ryan. We really appreciate you carving out some time for us here in Western New York and look forward to the chance to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, my pleasure to come on, guys, and enjoy Ralph Krueger. I tell you, from a media standpoint, he's going to be very media-friendly. He speaks his mind. He gives honest answers to questions, and he really is as good a guy as he comes across as. I can definitely say, you know, setting the professional relationship aside, Ralph Krueger's a good man, and you guys will have a good experience with him from a media standpoint.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate the knowledge today. Have a good one.
Okay, take care, guys.
You got it. Ryan Rashog joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, TSN Edmonton, covering the Edmonton Oilers and informing us a little bit more about new Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger.
He didn't have to go out of his way to talk about Edmonton being reflective today, that this was a coach that got away on them. But it's funny how the world works, that if that season doesn't bottom out and they made a mistake there, McTavish did, they don't end up with Connor McDavid.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. That was a good conversation. We're all smarter hockey fans, smarter Sabres fans for having that conversation. Love having him on. Ryan Rashog of TSN Edmonton. We'll get that for you on demand shortly here at ESPNRochester.com and through the radio.com app as well. If you just search out the sports bar, you'll have all of our highlights right there. You can listen anywhere, anytime. NFL appetizers next, Gino.
Oh, yes. NFL appetizers is, oh boy, what a day for the New York Jets. If you didn't hear, they capped their GM. Who's taking over? What's next? What a mess downstate. We've got news from New England, news from the CFL, a potential strike. We'll tell you what we know about that. And who will be announcing the second game on Monday Night Football opening week?
I can tell you I'm not happy about it. I can tell you that right now. I will tell you that right now as we go to break. NFL appetizers brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com. There's just no justice in the world. Can't get a second chance.
Everybody gets a second chance.
Everybody gets a second chance.
Ralph Krueger got a second chance.
Where would any of us be without a second chance, Gene Battaglia? I ask you. NFL appetizers next. AM 950, 95.7 FM. ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.